Hey, everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great for you to be here. We got a great show for you today. So once again, before I begin, just want to take you to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is the best resource you could possibly find on the whole internet in regards to what is going on and the complexity of what is involved. It is very complicated as we are witnessing two imperialistic forces battle for control of the planet. It's very complicated because both forces are all intertwined. Different people in various nations work against each other, for each other, and it's so interesting to watch and kind of understand everything. I got the Insider with me today. Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener.
So we got lots to cover, okay? So in the free show, we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff, and then we'll obviously go to the Patreon later for the paying customers. But we're going to start with Kamala. So Kamala is still running. It seems like she's got a lot of momentum still. So we predicted on the last show that Kamala kind of would have a big surge of energy, and then she would kind of die off. What is your expectations?
I kind of agree with that. I mean, the media is doing everything they can to reinvent Kamala, hiding all of her past. She's talking about, you know, when she gets elected, what she's going to do with the border,
right?
Which is total nonsense because she was the border czar. She's been in office for three and a half years.
Oh, I will fix the economy now. Fix the economy. Well, like, what are
you caused the economy collapse?
No, but aren't you guys in office now?
Yeah, like, exactly.
You're going to fix the economy all of a sudden?
Exactly. Yeah. So I agree with you. I think that the media can only lift her up so much. She got a boost in the polls because of all the good spin. But once people start looking and seeing what she's all about, and in particular when the first debate or any debate happens,
right?
I think she'll be exposed for the fool that she is.
The debate is scheduled for September 10th, I think, right?
Correct. With ABC.
ABC?
Yeah, ABC. And Trump offered three dates, Fox, ABC, and NBC. She's only accepted the one on September 10th.
Of course. She's not going to be a part of anything to do on Fox News.
No.
We know that. Now, let's go over her poll numbers a little bit more detailed. She's obviously, like, we think she's polling better than Biden did. We think that Biden's kind of dropping out was a coup d'etat from the Democrat Party.
Right.
We didn't expect Biden to want to leave office. The reason why we told everybody that is because obviously his investigation, in regards to the Hunter investigation, we have talked about kind of the money and everything that's going to come out in this tax fraud thing. Obviously, the latest thing that if you Google now, the Hunter Biden case, they're going to start talking about China and the CEFC company. Obviously, you know that Patrick Ho was indicted for helping Iran circumvent the U.S. fiscal system and trying to raise money. Obviously, they're raising money for nuclear program. This is all what relates to Israel and whatever's going on. But it's very interesting to watch. So I don't know what the next step is for, like, this Kamala. I think it's just going to collapse. I really think that the Democrats have no idea what they've got themselves into by kind of putting Kamala in. You can kind of see their new energy they kind of have. They're like, oh, you know, we can run behind Kamala. We have a chance to beat Trump. And they kind of viewed, you know, Biden as kind of being like, we can't win with this guy, right? We just can't anymore. So you're out of here. But I think it's like, you know, it's too soon, Junior. Much like that Fast and the Furious episode. I don't think that the momentum that she has is going to stay. I just can't see it. Trump's momentum is just too strong. He has such a solid base. And really, anybody who votes Trump right now is not going to be changing. In fact, it's the other way that's happening. Left-wing people are waking up every single day and slowly coming over to the right-wing side. So they're just going to lose a bunch of steam. Now, let's talk about what's the latest on the her pick.
Oh, Tim Walz. So governor of Minnesota. A very radical left-wing guy, known on Twitter as Tampon Tim.
Because, is that the guy who dodged military service? What happened?
Correct. Correct. So he's lied about his final rank because he never finished his course. He abandoned his soldiers when they went off to war so that he could go run in politics. And
how many times did he visit China? Didn't he visit China like 30?
30 times he's visited China.
How long over a period, you know?
I think it was since 98, I believe it was. I forgot. I think it was 98. 30 times he's visited China, all paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. He loves China. He respects their communism. Right. I mean, this is really concerning. Who goes to China 30 times? And as a governor, as whoever, as a politician, even as a military person. And then on top of it, he got married on June the 4th.
Right.
June the 4th, for anybody who knows, it was the Tiananmen Square crisis. So, you know, it's just this guy, there's a lot of question marks about this guy. And he's radically left wing.
Of course. And it really seems to me like the agenda is really becoming more and more left wing. It really seems imperative to me that the agenda is going to become more and more totalitarian. They are trying to make this, after Barack Obama's presidency and kind of the miss that was Trump, we've talked about, they're trying to put everything back on course where the agenda becomes completely left-wing, so dominated that there's no sense of American kind of like agenda whatsoever, all anti-American. You can see with Kamala and the way she talks about Israel, how they talk about Palestine thing that's going on. It's just a giant mess. Everything they're doing is left-wing, 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 left-wing. That's just the dominant culture. You can see them try to sway that. You know, Biden, a lot of people view Biden kind of as a little bit of a moderate. I don't know if anybody kind of agrees with that, but that's my take on things.
I think that's a general view, yeah.
Right, and the Democrats are just like totally like rejecting Biden. Let's get the left, hard left into power any way we can.
Right, both her. Now, the funny thing though is two squad members lost their primaries. So Bowman, if people remember, the guy who pulled the fire alarm in Congress to try to avoid a vote, a few weeks ago, he lost his primary.
Oh, okay.
And now Cori Bush, she's really radical. Cori Bush lost her primary too. So two squad members lost their primary, but you're right. The Democrats are shifting hard left, picking Kamala, who's radically left-wing. Remember, her father was a devout socialist,
right,
who was a professor at Stanford.
Right.
And then Tim Walz is radically left-wing socialist as well, too. He let Minneapolis burn down during the BLM riots.
Right.
He didn't care. So these are two radically left-wing people. Let's also not forget that the fact that everyone expected her to pick Shapiro as her running mate, but many people in the Democrat Party said, you can't pick Shapiro because he's a Jew.
Right. They are very anti-Israel right now. She was never going to pick somebody who is any ties to Israel or pro-Israel whatsoever. It's really interesting to watch, right? The Democrats are almost positioning themselves like Trump was kind of just a blip, whatever happened there. We don't know. Here's kind of the left-wing replacement. It's even worse than Obama was, more left than Obama was, more left than Joe Biden is, and it's going hard left, like by force almost. And the American people, like you just said in those votes, American people are voting against this agenda en masse now because now people are like, wait a second, hold on, we don't want to go left.
Yeah, I think if you see interviews on the street, people who line up to go to rallies for Kamala, they're saying that, oh, I'll vote for Kamala because she's a woman, she's black, whatever the case. But when they ask them, okay, what has she done in her 3.5 years as a vice president, they can't think of anything. What about what she's done for the border?
Right.
They're not happy with what she's done. Giving driver's licenses like Walz did to illegal immigrants, once they discover that, they're not happy about that. So many different things. Once they look at the real agenda, then they start to question it. But blindly, they just follow and say, well, we're Democrats. We vote for a black woman. This is who we want to go for.
Have you watched all the news recently? There's a lot of like little kind of things that have happened. Like I didn't actually write this all down. This is kind of stuff that I've just been noticing. But there's been little cases where people have kind of been arrested across America for being involved in the vote and fraudulent voting.
Yes.
A lot of these little cases.
Yes. Wanda's one of them. If anyone watches the news for ballot stuffing.
There's just so much stuff to remember. I haven't remembered it all.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So yes, a few people have been caught, not only in the 2020 election, but also in local municipal politics, ballot stuffing, ballot harvesting, things like that. They have been arrested. Georgia is now doing a deeper dive into tens of thousands of votes that were counted at the last minute.
Right.
So there's, and Georgia won by, you know, Georgia, the Democrats, Biden won by a very small number.
Right.
I think it was like 20,000. So the margin is very easy for it to flip. Probably Trump actually, I would assume that Trump probably did win Georgia, but there was a lot of cheating that was going on over there. Some states are toughening up their laws for election, for being prepared for this November's election, and some states are just, they don't care. I mean, look at Walz. He's giving driver's licenses to illegals.
Right. I still think that the enemy is still going to cheat on this election. I think the Chinese are going to cheat. Like, it's just going to be very obvious. So if you think about the agenda obviously was not to do anything with Trump. So nobody in America was ever supposed to wake up to any kind of what is communism, you know, the differences in what's affecting America at the core of the problems. None of this was really supposed to happen.
Right.
Right after Obama kind of left office, there was going to be this transfer to Hillary, which you talked about. And the key to really understanding the events unfolding today is understanding what things would have been like on Hillary's presidency and where we would be now if she was obviously in the seat. So if we were kind of analyzing things right now, she would be nearing the end of her 8-year presidency.
Right.
So what the enemy is doing is they're trying to ignore that Trump even happened and just flip the table and just go so far left. And after Hillary, you could kind of see where things were going to be. It was just going to be so crazy left, so open like to Palestine and the Islamics and all like, oh, you know, this is amazing. And really these people are bringing in the takeover of the Western world by this conspiracy. Now, not necessarily that they're going to do it themselves, but it's the enemy when they arrive, they're going to be welcoming the enemy to, you know, welcome and take over. Like, it's just like Yuri Bezmenov said, right? So all the leftists are bringing the revolution to their nation. So at the point of the revolution where the enemy seizes power, most of them are like, oh, this is great, this is great. And then they have their realization, oh my goodness, you tricked us. This is not actually about leftism. This is not about socialism in the sense that like helping people. This is about communism. This is actually you guys want control. And they have a huge realization. But they're useful at the time. So the agenda is going left now in the States because it's useful for bringing in the revolution. And the revolution is they're behind the eight ball. So we talked about CrowdStrike, which we believe was a signal for the EMP attack. No, so if you look at the current time and place where we think and speculate they were at the moment right now in Hillary's presidency where they would have done the revolution. There was going to be no election for president after Hillary's term. This is my speculation. So all the events that you're seeing where they would have basically EMP'd the states, taking control over through internal war, and all the stuff that was going to happen to, you know, Israel, Taiwan, which we'll talk about in the Patreon, all this stuff, it's they're behind. They don't have the tools ready to do this. And you can see what they're trying to do. They're trying to drum up support through this Israel attack and Palestine movement that they're like, oh my goodness, you know, feel sorry for us, feel sorry for us, feel sorry for us. It's really interesting to behold. What do you think?
I agree with you on that. I think we would have been at the end of Hillary's term. I would add one more thing, that she would have flooded America with all the migrants.
Well, the migrant situation would have been way worse.
Way worse.
ISIS still would have grown.
Yep.
Her entire presidency, and the refugee crisis would have been 100 times worse. So we would have been in a boat where we had probably even 100 million more
yep.
refugees all across Europe and across the Western world. So all the sympathy that is building right now, the moment of revolution at the Western world would have been there. So think about it. Think about what these communists are trying to do. They're trying to seize control of the Western world and the government. And the leftists are the one aiding and abetting them with their ideology.
Right.
Into, oh yeah, come in, come in. They don't understand what they're doing.
Right.
And so the moment of revolution, this is the CrowdStrike signal. The CrowdStrike, to me, was an obvious signal for the EMP attack. And they're not ready to fulfill it yet. They still have too many things going on, which we'll talk about in the Patreon, obviously. Now, in regards to all this, we should go to the North and we should talk about Trudeau, because it's very imperative to understand why Trudeau is in power, what's going on in Canada, because Canada is obviously the enemy, and the government in Canada is working on collapsing the Western world. It's very, very obvious once you understand this battle and this war that's happening. So Trudeau is not leaving. I've told you that. What do you think?
So
you have different opinion on me.
No, it's not that I have different opinions. It's in this sense, it's I've had conversations with people in Ottawa, and the general consensus is, I mean, so let me explain to some of the American viewers or people who don't know the Canadian system. When someone leaves their seat in Parliament, in the House of Commons, right. as a member of Parliament, you have to have a by-election within 6 months. You can't leave the seat empty. So there are some upcoming by-elections that are happening, one in Quebec and one in...
And everyone's watching them because Trudeau lost that big by-election in Toronto.
In Toronto, which...
always hardline leftist liberal.
Correct. So for the fact that he lost that by-election and that seat that's been over 30 years has been held by the Liberals, that the Conservatives won, has sent shockwaves through the system. So now people are looking and saying that the chances of Trudeau losing one of these other seats, one of these other seats in the by-election,
right,
it's very strong. Now, that being said, the rumor in Ottawa that's going around is that if he loses another one, he will be pushed out and shown the door, and he may just step down and do a Joe Biden and say, I'm not running again, and walk away. I'm not saying I agree with it or disagree. I'm just saying that's the rumor within the bubble, within the Beltway in Ottawa.
But the problem with all of this is that, you know, politicians on the left wing, when their party is not doing so well, they're not polling so well, they naturally want to, hey, maybe we should replace the leader and put somebody in there who's a little bit more popular. They don't understand that their left wing ideology and the agenda has a hidden Soviet communist agenda behind it, a military right. war machine. They don't get it. So for them, it makes logical sense. Hey, we could just ask Trudeau to leave. We'll be so nice. Let's just, you know, we'll bring him some flowers because he likes flowers because he's that kind of guy. And we'll tell him he's wonderful. And please leave office because we want to win.
It'll but be more than that. They'll
he's
probably,
not going to go anywhere.
They'll offer him a position like UN Secretary General or OECD or something like that.
He's not going to go but anywhere. You don't want to why? The Chinese intervened in the 2019 and 2021 elections for
right.
a reason.
Right.
They kept him in power because they have to basically crush all these investigations. They have to have an RCMP that is in office that works for Trudeau's agenda to control all this uprising of truth, which is why he was put in there. If you want to understand it, you got to go listen to some of my old stuff or go on theawakener.ca because I'm just not going to explain it today. But there's a reason. So obviously, if they cheated in 2019, 2021, do you think they're going to cheat now?
Sure they are.
They've perfected
their system.
Well, they have to cheat, and they have to cheat. So this is their last attempt to cheat. I'm going to tell you that right now. So if they don't cheat, they're stupid. And they're stupid in the sense that, like, the truth is just going to come out with a huge tidal wave, and they're not going to be able to stop it. They're calculated. What's happening is very calculated. They signal because they can't pick up the phone and say, hey, everybody, do the EMP attack. That's just not the way it works. So these events signal for the next occurrences. But they do, there definitely is a kind of thing happening to keep these people in power. Let's move on. So Ukraine attacked Russia. So last week we talked in the podcast about how Zelensky talked about Russia should come to the table. We should have some peace. And Russia said, hey, we need to have some peace too. Maybe we should get together and stop this war. They can't stop this war. Why is that? Why can't they stop this war?
Because it's a phony, as far as I'm concerned, it's a phony war.
Yeah, it's a phony war. It's because Ukraine is the whole key to understanding all this corruption,
yep.
how it relates to Kazakhstan, how it relates to the Chinese government, CEFC, and the U.S. uranium transport, and they don't want the truth to come out. So Zelensky's declared martial law. Russia was forced. They were going to invade Ukraine anyways because they wanted all Europe. But let's put it this way. You invade Ukraine anyways because they have to stop the truth from coming out. So this war is just going to keep on going. The U.S. imperialist system knows this, and they're along for the ride. Here's a bunch of weapons to Zelensky. The war is already on, guys. The war has been on for quite some time already. I mean, it doesn't feel like we're in a world war yet, but the world war is already here, believe me. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Or should we go to the Patreon?
I think we should jump to the Patreon.
So in the Patreon, we're going to talk about some other stuff in regards to Taiwan, some other stuff when it comes to Ukraine and Russia. We're going to talk about Israel. We're going to talk about kind of the next steps, what's going to happen with Iran. It's going to be very interesting. So we'll see you all there.